This week in the Civil War, five warships of the Union Gulf Blockading Squadron in early October 1862 effectively forced the surrender of the important Confederate port of Galveston, Texas. The federal ships gave Galveston civil and military authorities 4 days to remove the women and children from the town, threatening to shell the city if it was not surrendered by the end of the fourth day. When the federal gunboat Harriet Lane ventured too close to Confederate batteries at Fort Point, she was fired upon, precipitating Union seizure of the city by Commander Jonathan Wainwright, captain of the Harriet Lane. Confederate forces retreated, crossing the railroad bridge to Virginia Point on the mainland just off Galveston Island, until the Confederates retook the city in early January 1863. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.